This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli forces ended a two-day raid Thursday in the occupied West Bank city of Jenin that Palestinian officials say killed at least 12 people and wounded 25 others. Israel began the operation Tuesday and said it was battling militants in the area. The Israeli Defense Forces also reported carrying out ground fighting and airstrikes Thursday in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, this in central Gaza, and in the Jabalia area of northern Gaza. The International Court of Justice announced Thursday it will deliver a decision Friday on an urgent request by South Africa to order a ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, Norway, Ireland, and Spain announced Wednesday they're recognizing a Palestinian state. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chalmers has more.
Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris announced the news at a press conference. The historic move drew condemnation from Israel and jubilation from the Palestinians. Riyad Mansour, the permanent observer to the United Nations for Palestine, welcomed the move and said he hoped more nations would follow suit.
This European wave, hopefully, will be followed by other waves.
Israel, however, immediately ordered back its ambassadors from Norway, Spain, and Ireland. It was the second blow to Israel's international reputation this week, after the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court said he would seek arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister. I'm Karen Chamas.
Defense ministers and representatives of NATO northern countries gathered in Lithuania Thursday to discuss the delivery of military aid to Ukraine. Lithuanian Defense Minister Laurinas Kasčiūnas said they're testing and buying Lithuanian-made air defense drones to be offered to Ukraine. He also emphasized Germany's role in providing crucial air defenses to the country. Latvia's defense minister Andris Spruds said more than $540 million has been put on the table to provide Ukraine with drones to better secure its airspace. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed Kenya President William Ruto to Washington Wednesday for the start of a three-day visit. Reports say the president will seek to make Kenya the first sub-Saharan African country to be designated a major non-NATO ally by the U.S. U.S. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
A range of issues are being discussed during Ruto's trip, including trade and debt relief, as well as the way forward for Ukraine, Sudan, and Haiti. Kenya is currently planning to send troops to help address a security crisis in Haiti as part of a UN-backed mission. On Wednesday, Biden said he and Ruto would also launch a new era of technology cooperation. That includes work on cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and semiconductors. Ruto's trip also includes a state dinner, marking 60 years of ties between the two countries. The non-NATO ally designation is granted to close allies that have strategic working relationships with the U.S. military.
There is Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. A Bangkok hospital said Thursday 40 people aboard the Singapore Airlines flight that hit severe turbulence earlier this week were still receiving medical treatment, with 22 people having sustained spinal injuries and 20 remaining in intensive care. Director of Bangkok's Sirina Karan Hospital, Adinan Kitara Thanapaipul, told reporters Thursday there were 6 people with brain injuries and skull injuries. He said some patients have suffered paralysis.
I can say that it's too early to say that it's permanent or not. So we have to observe the response of the treatment that after surgery, does the muscle function recover or not?
The London to Singapore flight was diverted to Bangkok Tuesday after the plane was buffeted by severe turbulence, which flung passengers and crew around the cabin, slamming some into the ceiling. A 73-year-old British passenger died of a suspected heart attack. U.S. crews are still looking for possible victims 2 days after a powerful tornado ripped through the small town of Greenfield, Iowa, killing several people, injuring at least a dozen, and destroying many homes. Drone footage taken Wednesday showed some of the damage caused by the twister. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has pledged the state's full response to help affected areas recover, assuring residents that help is on the way to provide shelter, food, water, and restore power to thousands of residents. A spokesman for the Iowa State Patrol said they're still determining how many people were killed, injured, and displaced by the twister in the farming town of 2000, located about 97 kilometers west of Des Moines. The deadly twister was spawned during a historic tornado season in the U.S. April is the second highest number of tornadoes on record in the country. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.